Well, it's going to go down as a famous disqualification. I wonder if at the end it will cost him equaling or going past either Rafael Nadal or Roger Federer. We're talking about the disqualification of Novak Djokovic overnight. In fact, only a couple of hours ago this morning at the US Open. John Bruce and Mike in just a moment.
Craig Gabriel, though, he's a reporter when it comes to the tennis on the US Open. Morning, Craig.
Hey, guys. Good to be with you.
What actually happened?
Well, Djokovic had a point to break Pablo Carreño Busta's serve. He didn't do it. He actually fell over badly and jarred his shoulder. He went out to serve again. He lost his serve to make it 5-all. Out of frustration, he took a ball out of his pocket at the end of the game, and he sort of half flicked, half hit it to the back of the court in frustration. But what happened was the ball hit a lineswoman in the throat. She fell to the ground. She was standing. She fell to the ground, clutching her throat and gasping and almost yelping. Now, under the rules, you are responsible for your actions on court. It eventually did result in Djokovic being defaulted from the U.S. Open. Mm-hmm. It took a long time, a long discussion between Djokovic, the supervisor, the referee. Both gentlemen I know very well and very, very good. And that was the decision. They were not going to change it. And he had to accept it, and he did eventually.
Yeah, and I noticed he shook hands with his opponent. Just very quickly, Craig, when was the last time a number one was disqualified from a tennis tournament at a Grand Slam?
There have been some huge defaults. The one that comes to mind, he wasn't number one, was John McEnroe at the 1990 Australian Open, and Tim Henman was defaulted at Wimbledon in 1995. But as far as a number one at a major, I don't remember it happening.
History overnight.
All right, Craig, thank you.
Opens a drawer up now, doesn't
it? Sure does.
You cannot be serious!
No, so he wasn't world number one at the time.